You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. Had some pretty interesting occurrences in the sky and in the heavens this afternoon with meteors and asteroids and such. And joining us to talk a little bit about those things and more is Eastern Michigan University Professor of Astronomy and Director of the Scherzer Observatory, Norbert Vance. Thank you very much for joining me, Professor Vance.
Thank you, Bob.
So what's the, I guess to start off with just some real basic stuff, what's the difference between meteors, meteorites, and asteroids?
Well, meteors are the flash of light that you see in the sky. They're generally caused by something on the order of the size of a grain of sand or so entering the atmosphere at very high speeds. Asteroids are entities unto themselves. They're generally orbiting out there between the planets and by and large don't cause us any harm. They give us a scare every now and then as they pass close to the Earth, but they're independent little bodies, chunks of debris left over from the formation of the solar system. And a meteoroid would be the object that entered the atmosphere today over Russia. And a meteorite, there's yet another term, is an object that survives the plunge to the atmosphere and can be picked up on the ground by collectors.
I know we've got a TV show on one of the networks where people go around with sticks with magnets on the end looking for meteors and stuff, or meteorites,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Oftentimes they'll have iron content in them that make them magnetic.
Sure. I was surprised to learn that oftentimes the objects actually do, like today's did, explode in the air before they even reach the surface of the Earth.
Yes, they can superheat, and depending on their structure, too. That's one of the big questions in science, is just the nature of some of these pieces of material. Are they a solid chunk of rock versus perhaps something like a gravel pile floating through the sky just held together weakly by its own gravity? And the difference between the two is important, especially if we're considering pushing them out of the way to get them out of harm's way or mining them. Any number of ideas have been thrown around about the debris that floats past our planet every now and then.
Okay. How unusual was today's event over Russia? Do we see that happen often?
Not particularly unusual, but overpopulated areas, somewhat more unusual. But as you know, our numbers increase on the planet, we're liable to incur more hits, if you will, overpopulated areas. So that's what's increasing. Back in 1908, June of 1908, there was a sizable blast over Siberia, but the population back then was nil,
sure.
And it wiped out a considerable area. And if that event had happened today, it'd be quite a different story, probably.
Hmm. Okay. It seems like there are a lot of folks who make it their business to track objects in space. Was this today a big surprise, or did somebody see it coming? Or
generally, they are a surprise. I heard so much as a report that the Russian military shot it out of the sky. That's probably not the case. And again, these things can come in any time, any direction, and any place on the Earth's surface. And being that the Earth's surface is covered mainly by water, odds are that will happen over the oceans. But today was a little more of a scare. It's sort of a shot across the bow, as I call it, just to let people know that we're not totally immune to things hitting the surface.
Sure. Hey, this afternoon the Earth had a close encounter with another object. Can we talk a little bit about that? I think they called it technically its asteroid 2012 DA14?
Yes. One of many little objects. When I say little, we're talking about something the size of a football field or less, zipping around the sun, and every now and then we encounter these things. So it's going to pay us a visit today.
Big enough for folks to see this time.
I
mean, not with the naked eye, but for folks who are looking for these kinds of things.
Yes, and in fact, it's already being monitored by live views from various places on the Earth's surface where it's nighttime.
Okay.
So they're very much aware of this one.
So it would have been considerably larger than the object that was in the sky over Russia today.
Yes, if the object that we're tracking for passage of the Earth hit the Earth today, it would definitely be a major event. The one today was considerably smaller, but moving at tremendous speeds, and that's what gets them noticed because of the energy that they pack by virtue of the speeds they enter the atmosphere.
Kind of a philosophical question. How prepared are we to deal with objects we might see coming toward Earth that could cause significant devastation?
Depends on the size and distance. The small object today, we weren't prepared at all. I mean, it was a total surprise. The asteroid that's flying by, we've known about it for some time and knew that it did not pose a threat, but certainly is coming reasonably close to the Earth at 17,000 miles out. That's a close call.
Are there things we can learn, I guess, from the events that we had today? I would imagine that there may or may not be fragments of the incident over Russia this morning that people might be able to recover?
Well, the fact that it caused so many injuries and caught people off guard, it sort of sets a tone, and it makes us sort of feel a little bit vulnerable to the ways of the universe and nature itself. And so we sort of can't let our guard down. There are people looking for these objects, but we can't catch them all. And sooner or later, we get hit by them. We just go with the odds, though, and are lucky that it doesn't happen very often.
Okay. On the occasions when there is actually some sort of physical remnant of these items on the Earth's surface that we can recover, is there something we can learn about the universe or anything like that from these?
Well, they are bits of primordial matter left over from the initial formation of the solar system, so they tell us a little bit about the content of the nebula, the big gas cloud of which the sun and the planets are formed, and that generates some interest, but there are some private companies that are also jumping on the bandwagon about the prospects for minerals and even water on a number of these objects, billions of dollars worth of that kind of stuff just floating around out there. But the logistics of getting that material and bringing it safely down to the Earth's surface can be huge.
But folks who have found pieces of meteorites, I guess, it seems like there's a market or something for these, because some of these can be quite valuable. Is that just basically for collectors, or because there's some other value to them?
Collectors and their rarity. I mean, they are, in a sense, some of the rarest pieces of mineral known. They are not of this Earth, so that in itself makes them rather rare. So, yes, there is a big market for it.
Okay. So if anything, if we happen to be keeping an eye to the sky and you find out that there's something headed toward Eastern, you can let us know, I hope, so we can set off the campus alert system.
Let's hope that's not the case.
Definitely, definitely. Professor Vance, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Professor Norbert Vance is professor of astronomy at Eastern Michigan University and also director of the Scherzer Observatory.